Melo. Even if let's transa zote.
Okay.
It's gonna be a thing.
Okay.
And I realize we have to speak in English for most of this thing.
Why?
Because Kenyans don't listen to podcasts. And if you're a Kenyan listening to this, it's yeah, hooray to you. Hooray to you. Oh, it's like we really don't get things as Kenyans.
Yeah, we really don't.
Internet, like the first time I had a podcast was in 2016. I will be frank. That was the first time I ever had of a podcast. And it was like somebody talking for 20 minutes. But I was like, who in their right minds?
Yeah.
Who in their right minds would listen to a podcast? Well, when did you know?
Yeah, you are.
Well, when did you know podcasts or anything?
I knew in school though.
In school?
Yeah, but I didn't know what it meant. I just heard people talking about it. Then you can like Google and I'm like, oh.
Oh, it's a long form of entertainment where you hear someone talking for minutes or 2 hours. We're not sure.
2 hours,
we're going to try make this 20 minutes at least. At
or
least.
Less.
Or less sometimes, but 20 so that we just keep you a tad entertained. How Kenyan do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 5?
Five.
I feel as Kenyans, like, I feel we've evolved so much. Somebody told me, like, we are the most inter-ethnic. Nairobians are the most inter-ethnic group ever made.
Eh, sitting na accepting kila kitu.
Like, are you a Nairobian or are like a Kikuyu or
no,
a Luo or
a Nairobian?
I feel some of us, like me, my mom makes me go to like up countryside.
Mushago.
Yeah, in our vernacular language, like traveling to up country is a chore sometimes.
It is.
For some of us, it's 2 hours. For some of us, it's 6 hours. It's really.
For me, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, literally, like, and if you live in near Nairobi, there's someone called Kiambu. So. And some people testify Kiambu is the countryside.
Yeah.
In Africa, I don't know how bad our economy is, but it's still good enough. Oh my God, text is going through.
Who is that texting us?
Baby. Anyway. Even in our economic crisis, people can still afford to have 2 homes. Has that ever made sense to you?
Huh?
People have 2 homes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm a build in the up country, and oh my God, I'm just gonna text Debbie.
So for like just a moment.
Oh my God. Like, even in our economic crisis, somebody manages to have 2 homes. How does that even make sense? Huh?
Which gang?
Yeah. You know what? I'm struggling to pay my rent in Nairobi, but. Why? I'm going to build my own house in the countryside. So why not just save that money and buy your own house in Nairobi? It just makes all
the countryside is a good place for retirement.
No Nairobi person retires in up country these days. Somebody's just going to be like,
oh, I've seen my neighbors for too long. C5, C6. Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Blah, blah, blah.
Like, I don't get some of the things. Like, why can't we let my tattoos go? My tattoos are like the transportation.
Public transportation.
Well, Ubers and Taxifies are public transportation.
Yeah, but they are all called public transportation.
Zote
ni PSV.
Isn't it funny how, like, taxi guys try to fight it? Like, the actual taxi guys were like, And then 50% of them went to Uber.
Yeah.
Another 20% to Taxify. This is not sponsored, but Uber. My Melo would like to be on a billboard one day.
Of Uber?
Yes.
No.
Taxify?
Worse.
But
I've seen their revamping.
Taxify.
They've changed their color.
I've seen the app is green.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, will that work?
I don't think so.
I feel for them to change their logo, it's just going to be more problems for people like us. Because you're so used to scrolling your phone and seeing yellow Taxify. And then it's green. Does that mean they're good to go now? Or was it yellow? Like, were they testing out?
They should just leave. That's what they need to do. Leave.
I feel they have, like, the worst app. Like, looking at it.
It's ugly. But at least they have Taxify Boda. But even Uber has Bodas now.
But they're never available. Okay. It's the 23rd of January. Maybe this improves. But if you listen to this back, It's bad. Like, Ubers, Budas are never around. Ever.
For Taxify are. Maybe they should just rebrand to Buda only.
Or Uber buys Taxify.
True.
Then Taxify drivers start beating Uber chicks.
No.
No, just think about it. You'll have like good, bad, and ugly. All in one app. At least all your frustrations are left in one app. Oh my God. Daddy's home.
Yeah, we need to go.
We need to get the croissant for his 4 o'clock tea. What beverage is the most Kenyan though?
Tusker.
Really? Not tea? Oh my God. I feel I've been missing out on something.
Tusker. The beer.
Wait. So, if you're a Kenyan, the first beverage you think of is Tusker.
To represent us, yes.
Not tea.
All tea even in Asia is a big thing.
No, they have green tea, which makes you poop a lot.
Okay, TMI.
Just saying.
But we have tea, but... For a drink to represent us is Tusker.
It has to be Tusker.
Yeah.
My cousin in the States tells me you get a 6-pack of Tusker for like $60 where they are.
What? No. You ain't doing that? That's a lot.
Imagine that's 6 12. That's 6 6-packs here. If my conversion is right, if my Tusker conversion is right, but. Oh. I always thought tea would be the thing. Like coffee, we're not really big on coffee.
Yeah, we're not.
Like I feel Java has tried, but it's just that like, give Java some credit.
I mean, Java is Java.
You literally go to Java to eat salad.
Yeah, not coffee. Do you see? Do you see now?
That needs to change.
No.
Okay, they do have legit burgers, but I feel the buns are dry.
No.
I feel the bun is too dry.
Not nice.
Are they? Oh my God. I've been living a lie.
They're not nice.
The fries dry.
You like their burgers?
Are they? No, I like their fries.
Oh yeah, you do like them.
I do like their fries.
I don't care for their fries. Yeah? I only care for that one salad.
This is why dating is hard.
And lemonade.
Wait, I introduced you to their salads.
No.
How did it become a you thing?
You didn't introduce me to the
I did.
No. You did not.
Who did?
Introduce me to the salads.
You never...
I've always had salads.
Have you always had salad? That is the question.
Yes. Yes. It's either that or their chicken mushroom thingy.
Chicken mushroom?
Yeah, they have a chicken mushroom.
I feel chicken mushroom are those cheap... Are those cheap packets of tea you get in the supermarket, right?
God.
Right? Or
but
is it just
nice? Like it's chicken and then have some creamy mushroom.
I feel when you said chicken mushroom, everyone just got it's chicken and mushroom. But okay, please give us the mellow version of it.
Yes, it's some chicken breasts.
I love please. Breasts. I'm always down for breasts.
Yeah, I hate breasts. That is please do it. Mushroom soup, like it's so creamy and tasty.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't like creamed greens.
I know.
It just looks like some messed up diarrhea.
But it tastes good.
It looks like messed up diarrhea. Like I'm so serious.
It
like
tastes good.
Like you're just then you're eating and I think I had this at Charlie's. I think they had like creamed spinach.
And that one was bad.
See, that I think that's the bad. First time I tried it and I was like,
Charlie's
I can't.
Should revamp also.
Haven't they like been destroyed and then revamped
yes,
in town?
Yes, now they need to revamp their food.
I feel this podcast, this episode was really trying our best to be like Kenyan, but it's just one of the reels.
I know.
But let's continue. Charlie's, I feel Charlie's was the thing. My bro was genuinely frozen at Charlie's. And then it was like...
How are you frozen at Charlie's? Who do they think they are?
And like he has a really huge beard. You know, he looks way older than I do. So if I went with him, I have to be frozen.
Charlie's, you can't sell.
We'll
be sued for defamation.
Why?
It's the truth.
That's
it's
our opinion. We have... Is it like the First Amendment?
But this is for defamation. It's like... But we're telling the truth.
We're telling the truth. Yeah, it happened. Truth. It's an experience. Imagine a week later that bouncer out
we
of a
call ourselves defamed.
Ate? Defamed.
Yeah.
We sound like some we sound like some messed up rape victim or something. or a really, really bad law show. It's like Suits with pajamas.
Defamed.
I just
talk bad about people.
I don't want to talk bad about. I hate internet trolls. So the fact I have to be one of them voluntarily. Are you hearing yourself? Mm. Defamed. We are defaming people.
No.
People can.
We are telling the truth, but people will.
No. People are gonna come. Use this audio in court and be like, "This is all the evidence," and we can't even defend ourselves. It's satire.
But we have. It's true.
We can't defame and it's the truth. That makes no sense.
We're telling the truth, but we're showing the bad side. We're not showing them the good side.
How can we show them the bad side of a defamation?
No, as in, it's defamation.
Guys, we were taught media law by one lecturer. If he was here today, he would be really pissed because that was 1 week of his life.
Yeah. It's fine. Okay, we're not defamed. We're not defamed.
Well, we'll come up with more creative names. Yeah. But
and we're not trolls.
I like to think about one.
No, I hate trolls.
I like to go to like my friends' comments and be like, "You looked better way before."
You know, is that friendly trolling?
Can you really friendly troll if you know you're feeding into your friends' insecurities?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
No. Like, think about it. Like, you're just there. Like, ooh, you look so nice. Today, and then you like put today in capital, and then your friend is like, all my fears have been
drawn you, also. They won't go.
I really do have troll friends. Like, I'm dating you, but you still troll my life. Yeah, that's why I never use social media, like, ever. Like, our use of social media is very different, I feel. For you, it's more informational, but it's just you looking for. I just go to look at butts and boobs.
Okay. Every other male millennial.
Adi, damn.
Are you a millennial?
I am a millennial. And sometimes it makes me feel really old because I'm like 10 years younger than my sister, and my sister is a millennial. That's what gets to me. It's
okay,
really...
I'm not a millennial. I won't call.
No. You are like last year millennial. How does that make you feel? But you do behave like Generation Z sometimes. I'ma call you out on this. Like, sometimes you're the most Generation Z I've ever seen any Generation
EG,
Z. We haven't started recording this podcast for 2 hours because you've been going through Instagram comments.
Yeah.
Like the Bible.
About what we do.
Like the Bible.
It's good to see.
No, you just want to see people being shady. There's a difference. That's not criticism. You just want to see people being shady.
Kenyans are shady.
And Kenyans, you can be shady.
Can be. We are. Somebody is there already typing the way this podcast
and
is
that,
shady.
Thank God you can comment on podcasts on any platform. Ooh, so that's so it's either you like us or you hate us.
Yeah. And we will not know about it.
Please
so
comment below.
Suck on that.
Ha. Suck on that. Oh my God. We're trying to be PG-13.
So you can suck on a lollipop.
We don't want Apple Music putting
they can suck on a lollipop.
You know that bold E they put on.
Suck on a chicken's leg.
I want to suck on a chicken's leg.
See,
right now.
Then where is your head?
I know where I'd want my head to be, but.
See, who is the Nini now?
In the clouds. Like dreaming.
Why would you want to stick your head? No one has ever stuck their head in the clouds.
Well, Neil Armstrong? Okay, he was in a ship, so
save
that doesn't
yourself.
Count.
There's no saving yourself.
Birds?
You're a bird now.
Are they? I like to fly sometimes, so like once in a while.
Oh my God, no. No.
I feel that's your new, we are not doing this voice.
Yes.
Yes, we are doing this.
Yes,
okay, now let me tell you about story. Come on. Like, I'm looking at the picking on the mic of like my voice and your voice.
I know, your voice is just and mine's like.
Are you voice shaming me? Are you voice shaming me?
I'm skinny.
Are you voice shaming me?
And then mine's like.
you sound like a gerbil.
Are you voice shaming me now?
But you do sound like a gerbil.
I've not said any names. I've not referred your voice to any names.
But you're a Jobo, and it's cute. It's cute. I love Jobos. They're like chipmunks, but worse.
So he's the bear.
Wow. So that means I'm big and strong for you, right?
No. Bears are fat. And
how did you go from that to me being fat?
Bears are short and fat.
Guys, I like to think I'm like the average weight human.
Bears are short and fat.
Bears are really tall though.
When they stand. Everyone is tall when they stand.
Yeah, I feel for them, like doing like certain tasks is a bit like gruesome for them.
Yeah, like some people here.
Like what? Shave. I'm trying to save myself and it's not going too well.
Again.
I'm really trying to save myself, but it's not going too well. Anyway, before we diverted to shaving each other, we were talking about Kenyans. But like, have you ever noticed wherever you go in Kenya, it's different?
What do you mean?
Like different towns do different things very differently.
Oh, I thought you were acting like we've left the country.
No. Think about it. As Nairobians, we're really fast. We're really rude,
annoying, always angry, and in your face.
That just makes us Russians, I feel.
Yes. Nairobi is Russian. And Mombasa is so chilled, lazy.
And hot. And it's hot.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely went to buy, like, crepes in a Mombasa shop, and the guy was like, I'm on a break. Like, he's behind the counter and genuinely told me, I'm on a break.
Yeah, siesta. Siesta, yes.
It's literally, I was giving him 30 shillings.
He doesn't need that 30 shillings.
I don't get it. Like, that is one. Nakuru is like the place I do not understand.
Nakuru is Nax special. Vegas.
It just, like, I feel that title word. Like, not too much like evil goes on in Nakuru these days, like it used to.
Yeah, but like, maybe they just don't know about
and
it.
I just don't get Nakuru. It's really tiny. Like, literally, I can like jog and I've gone around Nakuru and poof, I'm done. Like, Nakuru is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It has to be weird. Eldoret is literally one road. Eldoret is one road. Like, literally. Like, you can be going somewhere, but you're going to go through Eldoret town and this traffic, but it's not one road. And then Kisumu. Guys, I'm apparently native from Kisumu. Apparently native.
Native. Who uses native?
Hande? Okay.
I'm a native.
Yeah, apparently I'm native. Okay, I'm more native to Uganda at that point because where I go to up country, like we said, my up country is closer to like Uganda than it is to Kisumu. So, Kisumu is hot.
It smells of fish.
It smells of fish. The motorbike guys are everywhere. Like, are everywhere.
Like flies on meat.
Like, you can just swat one of them. Like, bah! And they don't know how they have more power than Matatu guys. That has never, ever made sense to me. Like,
because it can't make sense.
A Matatu guy will stop for a motorbike. That makes no sense. And they're sweaty. Oh my God. People there are sweaty.
See, they're dark.
Wow.
They're done absorbing.
Are we just going to be racist against our
people? How can
people?
I be racist?
You're being
they're
racist.
They're dark. As in, they'll absorb.
No, they just don't know what deodorant is.
They absorb the heat and then now it's too much, so they have to.
It's humid. Ever imagine humidity and fish in the air? Imagine.
That's weird.
If you're listening to this and by any chance you're in Kisumu, we are not hating, but we are.
You're just smelly.
It just doesn't make sense. But if you do manage to go to like the Victoria, like around the.
Like Victoria.
Yeah, it is like Victoria.
Like Victoria is not pretty.
No. I'm about the bandas and the fish.
Oh, yeah, they do have nice.
Like the fish is genuine.
Fresh. Yeah? And tasty.
Any genuine Kenyan problem you think you'd be able to solve?
Pass them in.
Yes. One problem, one solution.
One problem.
One solution. Okay, may have one problem with one solution. People who think taking their girlfriends to fast food restaurants is some idea of a date.
Is that a problem?
It is a problem to me.
You, because you can afford to go to other restaurants.
No, I'm thinking, have you ever seen, I've seen an obese guy with a...
You know, really, taking me out on a fast food place as a date.
I actually thought about this morning. Mm. Our first date after you broke it up that we weren't dating.
So it's not a
date. I took you to this smelly place in the basement to have fish fingers.
And
do you remember?
Then what are you trying to tell people now?
Ade? Guys, if your boyfriend is fat, don't feed him, like, or your girlfriend, I don't know. Don't feed him fast food.
Look at who's talking.
Ade?
What have you fed me?
Right now, she's had mac and cheese with chicken, which was baked, so I feel better about myself. Plus, they said, like, aren't you the one who showed me an article where, like...
Ketosis. Like, ketosis, they say fat is good. So cheese, fat. So you're trying to get me.
Yeah, so the point of this podcast is we are Kenyans and we haven't solved any of your problems.
No, we are Kenyans, we are jobless and we have nothing to do. So.
But we do have a very expensive microphone that we've borrowed.
Okay, tell them so they can come and steal.
Ate? They don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. They don't even know how we look like.
Kenyans commit electronic fraud and shit, so I'm not going to...
So somebody's gonna take our bike through M-Pesa.
Yes. yes.
Oh, guys, okay.
How long have we gone?
I feel that's our time. Well, we might release that first podcast if we do manage to, like, solve the audio issue in it. But for now, this will be the first one. It's going to be titled, this is it, but it's going to be titled something like Kenya, Kenya, why?
Yes.
So we're gonna be here on Apple Music and Spotify. We don't have that in Africa yet, but we do have
those who steal Spotify. You can get us there.
Yeah. we're gonna be there. We're gonna try be doing this on a weekly basis. Hopefully, if we're feeling philanthropic, two weeks. If you wanna sponsor us, we go.
Yeah, and if you reach this far, congratulations.
Stop clapping. Why are you clapping?
Congratulations.
Oh my god. See you next week.